Blog Talk.
Hottest, most number one listened to family talk radio show in all of Blog Talk Radio. Fix the family, fix America. I am Jack Hatfield, your wonderful, dedicated host. Hello, everyone. Wow, what an amazing day already. What an amazing day already. Guess what happens tonight? I don't know if you were here. All you new listeners, thank you for coming out. If you'd like to join me on the air, please give me a call, 347-677-0692. What a morning. What a day. What a week. Just amazing. We are on the verge of workshop number one. If you're just joining us, we're on the verge of workshop number one down at Earth Fair, on Divine Street. We had Lori Aker, the wonderful community coordinator from Earth Fair, on the air last week talking about this. We are so excited, but it's the very first workshop of disease and the diet. Begins tonight at 5:30, and we do hope you'll join us. And tonight's part one is called Why Organic? Why Organic? Well, you got to come down and find out. Of course, we do talk about some of that stuff here today. And also, for those people who are just joining us, again, coming up to being the most listened to, most talked about, most incredible family talk show in the world on Blog Talk Radio, Fix the Family, Fix America, where we go and we do four steps, actually five now. We do positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and then finally reveal your success. And now we have the offshoot of all of this, because we are finding families and are having a tough time dealing with degenerative diseases. And so we've started Disease and the Diet. And as you know, what we're going through with our family is one of the reasons we are going to go around and help all the other families in the world that are dealing with these things, such as cancer, heart disease, and et cetera. If y'all just give me one second, you hear this right here, I gotta drink this. It's called Good Belly. I recommend it highly. Good Belly. Go look for it. It's called Good Belly Plus. This happens to be mango flavor. Oh, that's pretty good. That was mango flavor. I had to take that. Get me a little energy to get through this incredible show for you. And one more time, just so you know, we are Fix the Family, Fix America. I am Jack Hatfield. We do positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. And tonight, beginning the workshop, beginning going across nationwide, soon to be nationwide, going across disease and the diet. Workshop tonight, part number one. It's called Why Organic. We really would like to see you there tonight, 5:30 to 6:30 at the Earth Fair in Columbia, South Carolina, on Divine Street. And we'll have more Earth Fairs to go, and we'll announce them as soon as we get to them. And we hope to see each of you there. So come down, and you get a free workbook magazine. Like I said, it's been a busy week, and I've been working on that workbook magazine all month long. And it's a $99 value you're getting absolutely free when you show up to Disease and the Diet tonight. For more information, go to either diseaseandthediet.com or Earthfair Events, or earthfair.com/events. Click on the events button. We greatly, greatly appreciate you listening. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get to some news here. Let's talk about some stuff, and it's going to be a pretty interesting day. Get ready. Okay, all right. Now, people, we just talked about organic, and today I just found out that there's a watchdog group has got onto, basically, you know, pointing their little finger at three companies for their organic labeling. So what they're saying is this watchdog group filed several complaints, you know, wagging that finger saying, you're not really labeling your stuff exactly properly, and to three companies of the organic variety. And what they're saying is if you buy organic thinking it would be healthier for you because it's grown or processed without chemicals that hurt you, some of these labels on some of these companies' products aren't really giving you the whole story. And I don't know. I, again, lean towards the responsibility that it's your responsibility to figure this out, and it's your responsibility to become knowledgeable about what you're purchasing and what you're not purchasing. Fix the Family, Fix America is all about responsibility, whether you're a father, mother, parent, or a child of someone. So that pretty much includes everybody. And if it's your responsibility and if some label says organic on the front, it's still your job to go and make sure that that's telling you the truth. But this company right here thinks that you're incapable of doing that, so they're doing it for you. And they got on three companies. So let me tell you which three companies they are. They are on to Oscre Organics or Oscre Organics. I actually know of no product from Oscre Organics. Organic Bistro. And the big one, the reason, this is the reason that it's in the news, is Newman's Own Organics. That's right. Paul Newman's Own Organics line were deceiving customers by misrepresenting the words organic or organics. Now, Newman's Own Organics is not saying that its product that label is on, the company's name is Newman's Own Organics, is not saying that product that you're purchasing is 100% organic. The only time you can get 100% organic is if you see that USDA circle with the organics underneath it. That's very important. When you see that, you're good to go. But when you see Newman's Own Organics and you don't see that USDA organic label, then that means it's not at least 95% organic. Because to have that USDA label, you've got to get to the 95% organic. It's 95 to 100% organically produced raw or processed agricultural products. So you can't get that little circle until you're that. And that's when you can say you're organic. Now, Newman's Own Organics is the name of the company. Organic Bistro is the name of the company. Oscre Organics is the name of the company. That's like me coming out with a label of spaghetti sauce, and I call it Spaghetti's Organics Stuff. And you're supposed to say, wow, it must have organics on the label. It must be 100% organic. No. Again, responsible for yourself. Take initiative to learn this. And you're learning it right here on Fix the Family, Fix America. So you shouldn't have an excuse any longer. The product is not organic unless it has the USDA circle with the organics underneath it, which means it's 95 to 100% organic. And they have to apply for that label, and that's very important. Just because the company's name has the word organics in it or organic or whatever doesn't mean it's organic. So, very, very important. The watchdog group is from the Cornucopia Institute, which I love the name, Cornucopia Institute, because I also own a company called Information Cornucopia and Knowledge Cornucopia. So, I seek for you to gain all of the knowledge in the in a vast cornucopia of interests. And the Cornucopia Institute is telling them that Organic Bistro, for instance, uses organic vegetables and grains, but does not use organic chicken, turkey. So the product that they're talking about does not have the USD organic circle on it. So all you have to do when you get to that Organic Bistro whatever and turn it over, it'll say organic veggie, organic carrot, organic pea, and then it'll say chicken or turkey. But it won't say organic chicken or organic turkey. So you can read that label yourself. You can figure it out. This watchdog group would like you to know that they did it for you. And the only reason this article is in the news today is because they called out Newman's Own Organics. And, of course, Cornucopia Institute does say we certainly respect Newman's Own for generous donations to charity. But when it comes to the labeling of organics, we believe they can certainly do better. She brought up that Newman's Own Organics cookies uses conventional sugar, conventional canola oil, and conventional cocoa. And I'm pretty sure that if you were to turn over Newman's Own cookies, you'd find that to be fact. So I wanted to tell you that was because we do talk about, I mean, remember tonight's workshop of disease and the diet at Earth Fair. Go to diseaseandthediet.com or earthfair.com/events, and you will see that we our show tonight is, I mean, our workshop tonight is called Why Organic. So I wanted to talk about that right off the bat, and I also want to talk about, you know, all these watchdog groups that are looking out for you. When in fact you should be learning what, if you're going to get into the organic world, learn that you must have the circle to be organic. Otherwise you're buying in the 75 to 80, maybe 50, maybe 20% organic product. And that's why you have to turn over and read the labels. Now, I don't know if you know this, we talked about it a little bit last week, but the Health and Human Services, administration is trying to put labels on the front of products, and that, to me, again, makes no sense. It's the simple fact of turning it over. And if you pass a law to put the labels, the nutritional labeling on the front of the product, what do you think the back of the product is going to look like? It's going to look a lot like the front. It's going to look a lot like the front was when it's the back. Because I don't know about you, but I could go grab a can out of my pantry right now. And I see that it, you know, cream corn's on the front, cream corn. Well, if I turn around, there's the facts, the nutrition facts of cream corn. Well, if they force the nutrition facts of cream corn to go on the front, and that they're going to make me call it cream corn on the back, which one do you think the grocery store is going to turn out? The nutritional labeling, so you don't know what you're buying, or the word cream corn? So that means the front would become the back, and the back would become the front. So the absolute inane law of placing the nutritional facts on the front will make the front the back, and grocery stores simply have to turn the thing around to be the front and the back. And in the words and voice of the aardvark from the Pink Panther, it's really not an intelligent thing to do. No. So, as he used to say, I'm having a hard time getting my nutrition from the ant because I can't catch the ant. And now it'll be like, I'm having a hard time seeing the labels on the front because they keep turning them to the back. Well, there's some humor for you right there on the Fix the Family, Fix America. Just don't understand. Again, we applaud the Cornucopia Institute. I'm sure they do a lot of stuff that helps people, but I think calling out Newman's Own so that they can get some press was pretty much a media move. And if you are going to get into organics, and if you are going to eat correctly, and you are trying to better yourself in your life, you need to take responsibility for it, not say, it was Newman's Own Organics fault that I bought 75% organic cookies, because it wasn't. Newman's Own simply puts their name on the front, the word cookies, picture of Newman, and on the back is an ingredient list, and on the back is a nutritional fact list. You turn it over, you read those, you find out it's not organic. You look at the front, the little circle's not there, it's not organic. If you want organic cookies, you put it down, you grab something else. That simple. Okay, we got that out of the way. Now again, let's talk about this tonight, disease and the diet, part one, why organic, happening tonight here on Fix the Family, Fix America, the soon-to-be most listened to talk radio show on all the Blog Talk Radio. We greatly appreciate you listening. 347-677-0692 if you'd like to call in and talk with us. My name is Jack Hatfield. I have created Fix the Family, Fix America, and we are going across the country doing four things, plus one, positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, or reveal your success. And the offshoot of that, because we see a lot of families with our Bless With series. Now, pay attention to this because I don't mention it a lot, but I want to mention it today. A lot of families on our Bless With series are having to deal with degenerative diseases such as cancer, heart disease, allergies, arthritis, infertility. And we take those stories of people triumphing over these things, and we put them in a series called Blessed With Series. So if your family has done this and you'd like to tell the world, or you think your situation would help someone going through a similar situation, we'd like you to go to blessedwith.com and submit your story so we can get in the book. We set up your interview. We really, really, really need you to do that. Go to blessedwith.com, submit your story that would help someone else get through a similar situation, and that would be fantastic. And again, diseaseandthediet.com for more information, or earthfair.com/events. Last week we spoke to Lori Aker, the community coordinator from that Earth Fair. What a great interview. She is such a great person. I can't wait. And I've been working on the workbook magazine, the Disease and Diet Organic magazine. It's got great, great articles in it. Got a guest writer called Nancy DeVille. Excuse me. Need a little water. Okay. Nancy DeVille has been doing, she did Death by Supermarket book coming out under her own publishing. She's getting the publishing rights back, so that's coming out soon. But she has a sample article in there from her blog on the fake butter and all those fake fat butters and omega-3 butters. So come down to Disease and Diet, get this workbook. It's a $99 value, absolutely free. Tonight from 5:30 to 6:30 in Columbia, South Carolina, at Divine Street at Earth Fair. So make sure you do that tonight. Now, food. What happens when you just want to go out and have someone cook it for you? Huh? Well, I'll tell you what you do. Today, the world's 50 best restaurants in the world, well, that's redundant, the 50 best restaurants in the world's list was released today. So, if you're wanting to go out and you want to eat in the 50 best spots on Earth, this is not just America, this is on Earth, you need to get to this list and get to it. All right? Now, number 50 is 11 Madison Park out of New York, so go check them out. Just going up the list here, in London, England, St. John, number 43. In Siena, Italy, Il Canto is number 40. In Singapore, Jean Par André, I guess that's how that's pronounced, is number 39. D. Le Brige is in Zwolle, Netherlands, on number 37, so go check that out. In Yountville, California, the French Laundry, I'm trying to at least get all the Americans in here. I forgot WD-50 in New York, forgot that one, that was number 45. Yountville, California, the French Laundry is number 32. You, of course, have the Iggy's in Singapore. Iggy's, got to hit Iggy's, everybody's been to Iggy's. No, I haven't. Sydney, Australia, you got the Quay restaurant in Sydney, Australia. The Momofuku Bar Momofuku Sambar. Momofuku Sambar in New York. It's number 26. That's just fun to say, so let's do it one more time. Momofuku Sambar in New York, number 26. We've got Dom, D-O-M, in Sao Paulo, Brazil, number 18. O in Belgium, in Cruchotem, Belgium, Hof van Cleve. Hof van Cleve, number 17. In New York, we got Bernardine. Then we have Cape Town, South Africa. We got the La Colombe. And, of course, number 11, Les Chateaubriand in Paris. Number 10 in the top 10, Per Se in New York. Number 9, Arzik in San Sebastian, Spain. I will do all the top 10 just in case you're writing these down so that you can make your top 10 list of where to go eat in the next week. Number 9, Arzik in San Sebastian, Spain. Number 8, Daniel out of New York. See, now if you go to New York, you can bust out two restaurants at one time in the top 10. You eat at Per Se and Daniel. Number 7, Alinea out of Chicago, Illinois, another American USA restaurant. Number 6, Ostera Francesciana in Modena, Italy. I have no way on earth to tell you that these are being pronounced right, and I'm sure the people that frequent these restaurants are sitting there going, oh, he said Osteria when it was purely Osteria. And yes, I'm not knowing that I'm doing this correctly. So Osteria Francescana in Modena, Italy. Mugaritz in Arantaria, Spain. Number 5. Number 4, El Salar de Can Roco in Garona, Spain. And, of course, those people in Garona, Spain are going, ha, 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 what a dummkopf. Wait, that's German. I don't know what they're doing. He's saying Girona, Spain, or whatever he should say, but you get the gist. Number 3, I got this one. I can pronounce this one 100% of the time. Are y'all ready? Number 3, the Fat Duck. The Fat Duck in Bray, England, the number 3 restaurant in the world. So get down there, and I'm pretty sure that I'm thinking they either feed stuff to you that's similar to making a duck fat, or a duck is on the menu. That's just a guess. In Roses, Spain, I know that's pronounced correctly, there's El Bulli, number 2. And number 1, the number 1 best restaurant, according to this list, is Noma in Copenhagen, Denmark. Noma, Copenhagen, Denmark. So, there you got it. Now, 8 of these restaurants in the top 50 are in the United States, and the United States was this year's most honored country. You got Alinea in Chicago, Daniel Per Se, Le Bernardine, Momofuku Sam, WD50, and 11 Madison Park in New York. So, you've got 7 restaurants in New York, 1 in Chicago, of the 50 best restaurants. So get to it. And 1 in California called the French Laundry. So I hope you wrote all that down, and I hope I didn't butcher the names that bad. So now you've got something to do. You've got your to-do list for next week. Go eat at these top 10 restaurants. I'm sure that you will. I know that I probably will be eating exactly whatever I cook, and we'll be good to go. Now, I want to talk about real quick how these books for disease and the diet were created. And when you come to Disease and the Diet tonight from 5:30 to 6:30 at Earth Fair in Columbia, South Carolina on Divine Street, you will see that these books are fabulously printed, incredibly done. And they're done by the good folks down there at Soho Office in Columbia, South Carolina, by the way, at the Village at Sandhill. Jay, Dan, and Kelly, incredible people. If you want things printed, you want things done, you want your business to look professional, done professionally amazing, then you need to get down there to Soho Office and kickstart your marketing campaign, kickstart your business, kickstart your career with getting these guys to print you some stuff and work with you on getting your campaign going. Or if you want to have a meeting, they got meeting facilities there. They have your P.O. boxes there. They've got everything there. So you just need to get on down to Soho office down there in Columbia, South Carolina at the Village of Sand Hill, and make sure that you tell them we sent you. I think I just cut my hand open. Don't know how. But you tell them we sent you down there, and they will take care of you big time. Or you can call them at 803-736-5011. And, of course, you can go to sandhill.sohooffice.com. I cannot rave. I cannot claim. I cannot talk enough about these people and this company, Soho Office, down there at the Village of Sand Hill, the official print partner of Fix the Family, Fix America. And if you needed more information on what Fix the Family, Fix America does, be sure to go to fixthefamilyfixamerica.org, and you will find out what we're doing, how we're doing it, and all of that good stuff. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got lots more show to do, and we are, like I said, fast becoming the number one family talk show and the number one show on all of Blog Talk Radio, especially in the 11 to 12 hour. If you would like to join us, please be sure to do so at 347-677-0692. Thank you, and we're going to get some more. We're back. I love these new little breaks we have. Soon to be commercials, by the way. So I know that we're going commercial-free most of the time, but we're going to start doing that because, like I said, when you become larger and the best talk show on all the Blog Talk Radio, people want and clamor for you to be, for them to be known of being associated with Fix the Family, Fix America, and disease and the diet. Okay, this big story right here goes back to the first story and goes back to how Fix the Family, Fix America looks at you as a father, as a mother, as a child, as a family unit, or as a person, and says you, no one else, not Congress, not the government, not your postman, not your uncle, not your aunt, not your mother, not your father, not your brother, not your sister, not your priest, not your rabbi, not your fireman, not the local fast food restaurant, not the grocery store, not your dog, not a frog, not in a hill or in a dill, not green eggs, and not ham. No one, not any one of these people are responsible for your success other than you. So, with that in mind, back to that whole Cornucopia Institute finger-pointing at a company's name, this right here, this story just really, really, really bothers me because we are touting that you are responsible for your success. You are responsible for you becoming the person you want to be. But county officials in San Jose, California, in Silicon Valley, think that you are too stupid to understand that when you go to a fast food restaurant and you order a children's meal, that you're doing it because of the toy. What? Yes, let me tell you this. The California County in Silicon Valley has now banned toys in kids' meals at restaurants. So let's be for real here. You know what they're banning. They're banning the SpongeBobs, the Power Rangers, the the other things of the earth for the McDonald's, the Burger Kings, and the other fast foods. They're just saying no, no, no. Now, they're saying it because they're trying to curb childhood obesity. This is for the children. Instead of pointing out that the parent has to make the decision to feed the child this food, and the toy has nothing to do with it, the parent has made that decision to go get this. Because I guarantee you that the child, even though the child sees an ad on the TV, let's get to this point, because the child does see, I have a daughter, she sees ads on TV, she goes, Daddy, I want that. It's very simple as a parent to say, oh, no, we're not going to do that. I just said it. Look how simple that was. Oh, no, we're not going to do that. Because eating there is not good for you on a regular basis. That's what we advocate. So the parent should really be able to do this. But the people in the county officials have now banned it to give away toys and other freebies that come with kids aimed at meals. I mean, meals aimed at kids. Kids aimed at meals. Woo! Anyway, they're saying that it's a dozen fast food outlets and several family-owned restaurants will be affected. But it says it paves the way. Now, this is key. It paves the way for them to get it into other areas of your business. They're saying it's going to make the fast food restaurants act and bring out better, healthier choices that can help parents by taking away a child's incentive for wanting less healthy food. Now, again, the child wants the toy. Go get a toy. If the child wants the unhealthy food, you say no. Don't understand. Here's one of the county officials saying the ordinance does not attack toys. Obviously, toys in and of themselves do not make children obese. That was County Supervisor Ken Yeager, who pushed for the ban. And here's the key. It is unfair to parents and children to use toys to capture the taste of children when they are young and they're... See, I have to think of a South Park episode right there. Our premature taste buds love it. That wasn't even South Park. That was SpongeBob. I'm sorry. SpongeBob, when the Krabby Patty was invented, the little kid takes the bite of the Krabby Patty and says, our premature taste buds love it. Anyway, capture the taste of children when they are young to get them hooked on eating high sugar, high fat foods early in life. That toy that you're getting from the Happy Meal or the kids' meal is getting the child, when they're young, hooked on the high-fat, high-sugar diet. It's not the parent's fault. There's no way the parent is responsible for this. So we punish the restaurant. People. Here's a clue. Here's a tip. It's very important that you listen. You cannot, in any way, shape, or form, make a rule, make a law, or legislate or regulate behavior. If someone wants to eat the Happy Meal, guess what they're going to eat? If someone wants to get a toy from a Happy Meal, they don't really correlate. Anyway, this prohibits restaurants from giving away an incentive item like a toy with a meal that... Here's the cutoff. This is hilarious. They didn't just say kids' meals. They said kids' meals that contain more than 485 calories. So now they're saying children at any given meal should not eat more than 485 calories. And where did they come up with this? What science is behind this that a kid shouldn't eat 485 calories in a meal? Okay, so let's say this. Let's say the restaurant says, you got it. I will keep my kids' meal under 480 calories and still be able to offer that toy. Okay? But that 480 calories is, let's do the math here. Hang on. I should have pressed the music, but I didn't. Sorry. You'll have to hear me hum for a second. La, 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 la. La, 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 480. Okay, so basically, they can put down, and that is 53 grams. There's a... They can offer a kid's meal with 4 tablespoons of lard and still be able to offer the toy. But you're sitting there saying, what? What? Who's going to eat lard? It doesn't matter. The law always has an unintended consequence. If you say, I can't have the toy for 485 calories or more, I'm going to give 480 calories, but I'm going to make it just pure lard. So now the kid's eating 53 grams of lard. I'm pretty sure that the last time I looked up lard, very good product, by the way, that you shouldn't eat 53 grams of it at one moment. I believe that'd be like almost a stick of butter. No. No, a stick of butter is way more than that. It'd be like a quarter stick of butter. So you get a quarter stick of lard and a toy. And you got around the law. But the child's no healthier. Let's go even further. Instead of just lard, you make it something appealing like fried Twinkies. Fried Twinkies. Let's look this up real quick. I'm taking this to extreme to prove my point that this really makes no sense. You cannot legislate, regulate, or propose a law that regulates behavior. Fried Twinkie nutrition. Let's see what we got here. Now, according to someone said top 10 worst foods is the Twinkie got it. La, 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 la. Boop, bop, boop, bop, boops. Let's see what a deep fried Twinkie gets. At the county fair, the first fried Twinkie ever came out, they sold 26,000 Twinkies in 18 days, and I'm pretty sure no one died. Okay, here we go. There we go. We can still do it. We can still put the SpongeBob toy in the Happy Meal and give the deep fried, because the Twinkie is 150 calories, the batter and the oil, 275, the total damage is a measly 425 calories. That's well under the 485 calorie limit that this county council has proposed. So your kid gets to go to the fast food restaurant and still get their toy with the kid's meal of a fried Twinkie, which is going to cost the restaurant approximately 37 cents, I believe, is how much a Twinkie is right now. Maybe 50 cents max. The toy now can be an incredible toy. It can be one of those things that shoot stuff or roll all by itself, battery powered. They can even put batteries in it now because I believe a kid's meal is running around $4, and the Twinkie's now going to only cost them 50 cent max. They already got the oil. They already got batter. We can bust that out. And you adhere to this wonderful new law, this new county law that says you can't have more than this in it and offer a toy. So I am going to go open Fried Twinkie Land for kids. Fried Twinkie Land with this big, humongous toy. And still be adhering to the law. How wonderful is that? I think that is fantastic. If you would like to weigh in on this, this new law out there in California, county council looking out for you. What was his name again? The guy who pushed it. Ken Yeager. He's all for your children. He says the toys are not bad, but he doesn't want that. So, it's all good. And he cited, as I read further down, he cites the Center for Science and the Public Interest showed that 10 out of 12 meals that came with toys exceeded that 485 calorie limit. Okay. Well, at least the California Restaurant Association is agreeing with me, saying the ordinance is a little misguided and another example of trying a government overreaching and trying to legislate behavior, which you cannot. So they tried the number of residents opposed the measure. The people of Santa Clara County believe they are better positioned to make decisions about what to feed their kids and politicians are. And I have to agree. They said fast food chains already offer healthy options for children, including milk, carrot sticks, apple slices, and whole grains. And the ordinance looked at a simplistic, attention-grabbing move rather than a comprehensive, thoughtful effort to curb a serious problem. I have to agree, but I'm looking for investors today. Call in. Call us today at 347-677-0692. Twinkie Land for kids. One deep fried Twinkie in a kid's meal, and this humongous, massive toy. We'll get SpongeBob on board. We'll get what's another happy kid? We'll get Power Rangers there. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys, where we can actually have them where they box each other and stuff. It'd be awesome. People clamor all over for those toys, and of course, the deep fried Twinkie. Wow. So how about that? Deep fried Twinkie Land. Need investors? Give me a call, 347-677-0692. And we're going to open them all down the street. And the only rule in franchise information for you people that want to open Twinkie Land, fried Twinkie Land out there in California, is that you have to be at least 20 feet away from each other. So you can have fried Twinkie Land, and someone else can open a fried Twinkie Land, but you cannot be any closer than 20 feet. That way, when the child eats his fried Twinkie with his cool present and cool gift, he has to walk at least 20 feet before he can do it again. All right, we got that? Investors, give me a call, 347-677-0692, or go to Disease in the Diet, because I think deep fried Twinkies are fantastic. Because we're under the calorie limit, I think it's great. All right. I mean, really, really, I've got to give me a minute. Laugh a little bit there. I know taking that to extreme is important, but I'm really serious still. 20 foot limit on Twinkie Land just makes no sense. We have to stop this. We really do. Let's get into something serious. Something very serious. They have now found that a 5-minute colon cancer test can reduce the number of deaths from that disease, by about 40%. What they did was they followed more than 170,000 people in Britain for 11 years. Of those, more than 40,000 had a flexiscope test. Excuse me, the water is now bubbling up into my esophagus. The flexiscope test, an exam that removes polyps, small growths that could become cancerous, involves having a pin-sized tube inserted into the colon so they identify and remove the small polyps. So the researchers, my lips said, we're not talking anymore. Let me wake them up. Hang on. All right. Researchers used the test on people in their 50s and compared those results to more than 113,000 people who were not screened. And they found that this one test, one time, reduced people's chances of getting colon cancer by one-third. It also cut their chance of dying by 43%. Now, and the researchers said the test needed to be done just once in a person's lifetime. Let's dig a little deeper here in this article, because if a five-minute colon cancer test that simply looked for polyps gave you better health, a 40% greater chance in your health, then why wouldn't you make that mandatory? Oh, there's a reason. Let's go into this a little bit further. What that doesn't take into effect is that the people that took the time to understand that they need to watch their colon and go get screened and do things that would prevent cancer along with getting screened were eating healthier and better than the people who say, I don't need a colon screening. So, back to the ugly word of responsibility. The people that went and screened themselves for colon cancer and asked their doctor to look into their colon to make sure they're okay, and I'm sure during that event, the patrons and the customers of the doctor said, well, what can I do to make sure that when the polyp you cut off is not going to cause me any problems? Well, you can eat healthier, live a better diet, la, 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 live a better diet. Eat a better diet, live healthier, la, 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 and you'll have less cancer. Well, that's the premise behind disease and the diet, because you can actually, you know, eat yourself away from all the degenerative diseases. And come to find out, the people that are worried about it and eating correctly and go do the test so that they know what they're doing is okay, those are the people that actually were going to have cancer, less cancer in the first place. So it's not really the test, it's really the people that were responsible for their own actions. But no, that is not the headline. The headline does not say, responsible people save their life. It's five-minute colon cancer test could save thousands. Got it. Okay, wow. Here's another amazing thing. Okay? It's called the Four Horsemen of Degenerative Disease. And they've lumped them together now, the four common bad habits. And these are the new attack. The new attack. Number one, smoking. Number two, drinking too much. Number three, inactivity. And four, poor diet. So if you're a smoking, drinking slob who doesn't move and eats Cheetos, you're going to die quicker. And I'm pretty sure that the smoking, drinking slob sitting there in the beanbag eating Cheetos knows this. You know why? Because they're not up and about and doing stuff. They don't care. They're not responsible for their own actions. I'm fairly certain that almost every smoker, at least every smoker I've ever spoke to, goes, yeah, it's going to kill me, but got to die something. La, 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 la. But anyway, let's talk about this study. They tracked 5,000 British adults. Apparently, Britain is looking at an awful lot of studies right now. 314 people studied out of the 5,000 had all four of those unhealthy behaviors. So So they found 314 smoking, drinking fat slobs in a bean bag eating Cheetos. And this is not a slam on Cheetos. Let's say cheese, can't say crackers, can't say doodles, can't say noodles. Cheese-flavored snack food. Yeah, we can say that. All right, so you got the smoking, drinking, sitting in a beanbag, cheese-flavored snack eating slob. They found 314 of those. Okay? Among those, 91 of them died during the study. Now, you found 314 people, 91 of them died during the study, and that's almost 30% of those died. Now, when they found the non-smoking, non-drinking, move a lot, eat well people, that's the people doing all of the, with none of the four habits, they found 387 people. Only 32 died, which is about 8%. Okay? During the study. Now, the study was for 20 years. Now, does this take into effect the age of the groups of people? Oh, no, no. No, it doesn't. Does it take into effect people that went in and out of the unhealthy behaviors? Or does it take into effect that anything else about the people? No, it doesn't. It simply picked a study of X number of people, these people died. X number of people, these people. What happens if 314 people that had all four unhealthy behaviors were 90 years old? They don't say that. Because by telling you more and more and more, they do say that they were 44 years old on average. But it could have been anywhere between 18 years of age and older. And then the death certificates were simply checked for 20 years. The most common cause of death was heart disease and cancer. Again, pretty much everybody on Earth right now is sitting there saying, duh. Duh. And amazingly enough, of course, they don't want to tell you this. The findings don't mean that everyone who maintains a healthy lifestyle will live longer than those who don't, but it should increase the odds. Well, that means that there's more to that study that they're not letting us on to know. And I'm going to go find the whole study and read it, see if I can get the ages and break that out a little further for next week's show. It's very important to look into that. Because you just can't, I don't think you can regulate cancer and heart disease per se unless we start looking at all the aspects of each of these people. Now, here's what they're saying on what you have to do. You have to eat one carrot, one apple, and a glass of orange juice every day. And that would be your vegetable thing. So then you would only be doing three of the bad activities. So if you're going to smoke, drink, and sit in a beanbag, make sure you at least bust out a carrot, an apple, and a glass of orange juice, and you're done. That's all they're saying. We're going to look more into that, but of course, everyone knows if you smoke, you drink, you don't move, you eat bad, you got problems. That's a big duh lesson. Whew, goodness, what a day, what a day. Fix the Family, Fix America right here, our official print partner, Soho office. When you come down to tonight's, I want to get into tonight's disease and the diet workshop tonight called Why Organic out there in Columbia, South Carolina on Divine Street. That's 3312B Divine Street in Columbia, South Carolina. We hope to see you there because if you show up to disease and the diet, we know that you're taking responsibility for your own health. We know that you're taking responsibility for knowledge that will help you be healthier, eat better, and not just follow a trend or something. Organic food has two wraps. One, it's good for you. it's more nutritional, or it's better for the environment, and the farmers are happier, and you're helping, a local farmer of some sort. Now, being part of that side is not one of the reasons you want to kind of go organic. You want to make sure that you're going organic for the right reasons, and that's why we're doing disease in the diet. And let me tell you the main reason right here, right now, is organic food shouldn't really have a label of being better. It actually is the food we all used to eat. It is the food that your parents grew up with before you had the crop dusters, the pesticides, grow a chicken in 30 days, grow a cow in 60 days, grow a tomato in 15 days with no soil, or grow lettuce with no soil. This is very important. Organic foods are farmed the way everyone used to farm. Organic foods are done the way people used to do things. So in our nostalgic trip back to the way things were, we need to also take into effect food. And that's why disease in the diet is important, because you can sit here and chart the rise of degenerative diseases and the rise of the use of pesticides, fake fertilizers, and fast processing of the foods that we eat. And then, of course, the rise of the production of products that aren't natural, such as your omega-3 butters and your high-fructose corn syrup. You can't make that in your kitchen. So the rise of the products that aren't, you just can't go pick, and you can't go just pick and cook, has also correlated with the rise of degenerative diseases, and that's very, very, very important. So when we talk today at Disease and the Diet, for more information, go to diseaseandthediet.com or earthfare.com/events. We really, really want you to come out tonight. See us. We're here at this Columbia Earth Fair on the last Wednesday of every month. We're going to try to, we'll announce hopefully next week, that we'll be doing the other Southeastern Earth, we'll announce soon after that, the Across the Country, coming to a town near you, so that you can come see us, talk to us, share your story, learn some amazing stuff about degenerative diseases and a lot of the people that are overcoming these diseases naturally. It's very, very important. Just can't wait to tell everybody, see everybody, and help you make the switch to a healthier lifestyle. It's very important. Well, what I'm kind of leaning toward is that we are just over-processing some of our stuff. We don't need to process some stuff so much. We don't need to process flour down to the minute white grain that it is, that is current flour today, bleaching flour, making it white. And even if you do, let's say it does have a place to get the flour all the way down to that white for every now and then's food. I don't think anything is bad every now and then. I think it's the toys in the kids' meal that's really hurting. Just kidding. I had to bring that back up. Anyway, please come out and see us. Disease in the Diet at Columbia, South Carolina, at the Earth Fair on Divine Street. We can't wait to see you. Fix the Family, Fix America. We'll be back here next week. Thank you for listening. Soon to be the number one talk show on all of Blog Talk Radio and all of the country. We cannot wait. Soon we will be doing remote broadcasts in your area from these places, and you will be in the audience and joining us and talking to us. We can't wait. Thank you so much for being here. And remember, we need investors in Fried Twinkie Land, where the toys are incredible. Thank you for coming. Fix the family. Fix America. Be a positive father. Go make a difference, mother. Come on, parents. Pull through. And everyone else, reveal your success. Thank you so much. Have a great day.